Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the One Broke Actress podcast, an honest account of actor life plus a few lessons I learn in the process. I am your host, Sam Ballantyne, and today is episode 3 of our April series. I highly suggest you do not start with this episode. It's going to be a little cringe. If you have not listened to episode 1 and episode 2 of the April series, please go back and listen to those first, because this is all about setting your mind, goals, and processes and getting yourself realigned for the year you're actually in instead of the year you thought you were going to have. And this episode is going to get exceptionally insular because I'm basically going to talk about myself and daydream in front of you, and it's going to be really vulnerable and embarrassing. So if you have not yet listened to those episodes, go back, start with those. If you don't want to hear me talk about my dreams and aspirations, this is not the podcast for you. Skip on ahead. There's 250 episodes in the backlog just for you. So today we are getting into the next part of our goal setting. If you guys forgot, these are also going out via the email list and my broadcast channel and YouTube and the podcast, because I just can't get enough of the sound of my own voice or the words of my own thoughts. We are going to be sharing this everywhere, however you want to consume it. Regardless of where you go to consume it, would you guys please do me a favor and subscribe and leave a review? So whether it's Spotify and you're listening right now, just click 5 stars and click that follow button. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please click that follow button and leave a quick review. These are a lot of work to put together, no matter how insular they may get. So let's get into the third edition of our reset for the month of April. This week's question is a really old standard go-to question for anyone who has dealt with mindset or manifestation, or if you live in the world of The Secret or any of the woo-woo things. There is an old question of asking us to write out our perfect day in detail, like supreme detail. Like, you wake up and what color are your sheets and are there curtains and what kind of bed are you in and are you in pajamas? Who's next to you? It's a really long exercise and I'm not knocking it. I strongly believe you should do it if you've never done it, but I strongly doubt all of you will take the time it takes to actually do an assignment that I give you on a podcast that will take hours at a time, because most of us, let's be honest, don't do things that take hours at a time unless they make us money or they're for a loved one. So I condensed it for you. Today's April question is, I want you to write out, think out, talk out your ideal morning. I'm not saying perfect. I'm not saying the whole day. Most of us get bored after lunch anyway. I just want you to do the morning, okay? And don't get caught up in the details of what constitutes a morning, because everyone has a different scenario of waking hours. Like, maybe your perfect morning actually starts at 11 a.m. because that's how long you get to sleep. Cool. Get after it. This is the scenario where you get to pick whatever your quote unquote morning is. Just think about, when I said perfect morning, what time period jumped to your brain? For some of you, it might be like 5 a.m. Maybe you want to get on that 5 a.m. club thing. Cool. Get after it. I did it for 3 months. It was awful. It didn't work for me, but it might work for you. Regardless, whatever that morning thing is for you, don't get caught up in the details of what it is. And before I get into my answer, which is it's really hard for me to say this out loud, here's why this relates to the previous 2 weeks of questions. Because some of you were like, I want to skip this one. This is too much for me. I get it. But our goal here is to reset your mental settings and goals and perception. And you have to realign with yourself in that process, even in yet another weird actor year. And in the first 2 weeks' questions, we really reflected on the state of 2024. And this week's question, I want you to lay the groundwork for future you. So just trust me on this, because it matters. And now, if you are so over this, stop this podcast now, because I am about to read out loud to you what I wrote down as my perfect morning. And it is hard to share these things out loud because it is, like I said, it is so vulnerable and it is really privileged. And I just get a lot of icky feelings. And maybe it's because it's something I need to specifically work on. And maybe it's because it is just like a really embarrassing thing to tell people the deep inner thoughts of your life. But that is some stuff that I signed up to do with you. And if you're still listening to this April series, I assume you're my people and I'm going to roll with it. All right. Being brave. Here we go. My answer. It's 6 a.m. and my blinds are the automatic kind. It's already so embarrassing. I really want automatic blinds. It's 6 a.m. and my blinds are the automatic kind that start to open on schedule. I also have timed lamps that initiate sunrise lights and sound, so we're covered for winter. And Caleb, my husband, so same guy, don't you worry, honey, is next to me. Our sheets are soft and cozy, and we have the kind of pillowcases that are really good for your skin and hair. Not that he would ever notice these things. And the dogs start to yawn and wake up in their kennels, and maybe one of them is sleeping on the bed too, because senior dogs just run the house, you guys. They're full of surprises. I stand up and slip on my cozy slippers and robe, and they match. What a dream. Caleb and I both go into our separate bathrooms, joy, to brush our teeth and hair and wash our face. And my husband is washing his face more often. That is a huge life goal of mine, just in general. He's going to kill me for this. My bathroom is white and clean. The rugs are fluffy and I have makeup towels, but also white shower towels that I haven't ruined yet. And I've finally figured out how to keep things clean, or I am paying someone to do it for me. It smells like mint and lemon. There are only a few things on the countertop. The rest are organized and put away. I laid out my morning workout clothes the night before. Black leggings, sports bra, hoodie, probably something Lululemon. Some things never change. I finish up and let the dogs out of their beds. I kiss them all good morning and I take them out to our backyard. We have a full fence and trees and plants, and they run around and then back inside, walking onto the special mat we have that wipes their paws. And if this exists, can someone please tell me about it, because I want one right now. They run into the kitchen where Caleb feeds them. While they eat, I make a coffee on our fancy espresso/drip coffee machine with a milk frother and all of the shiny knobs that I've yet to even figure out. Our kitchen is spacious with a center island that also has electrical outlets and a big bunch of flowers in the middle. The countertops are clean. Thank you again to whoever I am paying to clean our house. And items are out of the way. We have matching cups and plates and utensils. Caleb makes us smoothies with fruit and protein and other random stuff, and we both sit on the corner kitchen nook. Did I mention that we have a nook? Which is comfy and airy and bright with windows, and the dogs cuddle up on their various beds, because I told you that they run the show no matter the fantasy. And we all read or write or check our phones. My buzzer goes off at 7:15, and I kiss Caleb and the pups, and I head to the gym, which is behind our house. My trainer is already there, and she is setting up. I work out with Caleb normally, but the studio hired a fight trainer to work with me 3 times a week in the months leading up to my next film. She's a kickboxing pro and getting me ready for shooting in the 3 months on the thriller I just signed on to. We work out for an hour, and then I stretch and foam roll, and she has one of those good Theraguns too. As she heads out, Caleb and I swap, and I go take the dogs for a walk, and I put on my EarPods, hat, and sunglasses. I listen to some of my lines for the upcoming pages that afternoon, and then I switch to one of my production company podcasts, because we have a whole broadcast channel now. By the time I get the dogs back and get in the shower, it's 8:45. My shower is glass and stocked with refilled glass bottles of products. I wrap up in one of those cozy white towels I mentioned and towel dry my hair. I walk back to my room and I slip on a pair of Levi's and a plain white t-shirt. Once again, some things never change. I clip my hair back and I put on moisturizer. The makeup and hair team prefers it like this due to the period piece styling of the current project I'm working on. Listen, I'm not an acting coach. I don't intend to be one, but something I have always enjoyed helping actors with is figuring out their work-life balance, because I don't actually believe balance exists. That's my 2 cents, and helping to craft their schedule and use their time wisely. I like doing this so much, in fact, that I built an entire course around it called What to Do When You're Not Working. This is the class that I wish I would have had when I was much younger in this career, and or maybe a couple of years ago when I was not working. This is the time between audition spurts, between bookings, between jobs, where you're not really sure what to do next. And you feel like, did I have mojo and lose it? Am I not on the right track? What am I doing with my time? I built this class specifically for myself when I was a younger actor. And for the month of April, because we are so focused on sharing content and really doing things around building out your own life and making your own life choices that work for you, I wanted to give you a discount on the class. The class is evergreen, meaning you can get it online and take it on your own time. And it is split up into four separate sections: acceptance and appreciation, using your time wisely, homework, and reflect, rinse, and repeat. Each is created to be accessible at any point in your career and give you tangible homework as well as mindset lessons to make downtime not only tolerable, but actually enjoyable and useful. Like I said, it's evergreen, so you can do it on your own schedule. It's all available online, so you can binge the class all at once, or you can slowly absorb it over time, which is my preference personally. And it comes with the What to Do When You're Not Working workbook, which is a 36-page follow-along workbook with takeaways and tips to implement your own goal setting, scheduling, and nail down exactly how you want to feel and what you want to do with your time. For the month of April, please, please, please do not buy this class without using this code. Use the code APRIL50 to save $50 off the class. There is two separate payments method. You can pay all at once or you can split into two, whatever you need for your finances. But APRIL50 will save you $50 off the course. Do not buy it without the discount code. Okay, let's get back to the podcast. At 9:30, my car arrives to drive me to the lot. It's a black Tesla. Environment people. And my driver is so kind and always on time. Before I leave, I make one more coffee for me and one for my driver. Caleb is returning from the gym and he is about to hop in the shower and then retreat to his home office to write and hang out with the pups. I kiss him goodbye, remind him we have dinner at that place on La Cienega tonight, even though we do share a Google Calendar, and then snuggle the pups for a few seconds each. I grab my set bag on the way out the door with the two coffees. My bag is nice and black and sleek, and it has no logos. Inside it is my script notebook, my iPad, and all my grab-and-go items. I make a mental note to do a video on social media about what's in my bag on this particular day. My driver greets me, and I hand over one of the coffees. They open the back door for me to slide in. They also printed my pages for that day that production sent over last night, so I can check them in the car on the way to the studio lot. Luckily today, they are the same ones I was reviewing this morning. Not always the case. I snap a quick photo of myself with wet hair and no makeup and share it on social media, making some kind of joke about Hollywood glam. My driver turns on a morning jazz or light piano station, because at the core, you guys, I'm still a dork. I check my email and I make sure my other teams are off to a great start. Fast Forward is killing it right now. We have several podcasts in development for live action series. OBA is now fully run by the team and I share things with them throughout the day and they turn it into content. And I have a clause in my contract that every film, commercial, or series requires a certain amount of co-star roles so I can make sure new actors are getting seen. Plus, I have the One Broke Actress Showcase and Scholarship that pays an actor's bills for a year at a time and rotates to new actors every year. Plus, it gets them all in front of network people once a year for the showcase. All is well this day. I sit back and I sip my coffee, headed down Melrose, knowing I am living my dream. It is very hard to write that, and it is even harder to share it. Like I said, it feels a little cringe. Mm-hmm. It feels privileged. And because it sets me up to show you my insides, which always feels a little gross, but it's true. I want all of those things. And after I write this, instead of thinking, okay, I don't have any of this, it's so far away, I actually started to think, wow, I already have a lot of these things. A lot of things I listed here are out of my control, but some are not. And I can take this and I can get excited by it. And I can use it to implement new thoughts into my goals while at the same time enjoying exactly what I have because it means I am on my way. And it leads me to the actual desires that I can truly build some goals around. For example, if some of you are like, I drifted off, I don't know what this connection is to the goal setting anymore. My companies are going to be one day run without me involved. So acting gets main stage energy. This is a clear path that makes my goals and work so visible and helps me align in the process. So I'm telling you guys, please do not skip this assignment. wherever you need to be to get this done. Spend some time writing about it, talking about it, really thinking about it, because just writing this gave me so much vibes and like joy and feeling. And saying it out loud again, as I know I keep saying it's cringe, but like getting to say it out loud to you still gets me going yet again. And I think everyone should know what this could look like. And listen, it's gonna change. The things I want today might be different a month from now, 2 months from now, a year from now. And sharing them out loud makes it very vulnerable for me to change in front of you. But that's some real shit. The hard part about social media is we expect once someone has shared their views or their goals or their world, it translates to us that that's indefinitely what they should want or be working towards. But I invite you guys to actually watch yourselves change and grow with time. I think it's a huge part of this process to realize things that you wanted before might not be things you want anymore. So take some time with this, sit with this, think about it, talk about it, whatever you need to do, because I think it is so important right now more than ever to get really clear on what it is you want and where you're moving to and why you're doing it all. Thank you guys so much for listening. I feel like a sigh of relief getting to share that with you. Well, not so cringe after all, is it, Sammy Sam? I will be back with episode 4 of our April series, rounding everything out next week.